Teacher Mayfen Chen swears it's easy to learn Mandarin, the official language of the Chinese mainland. Maybe she's right, but it's still daunting to visit one of her classes. One of her students is a journalist. Another is just curious about China. The third, business owner Julie Antonello, travels frequently to China. She says she's studying Mandarin to make sure she strikes good deals.
But otherwise, I just wanted to understand the culture. And because I go there really often, so I just wanted to understand and try to help myself sometimes to go to take a taxi or to take a coffee.
French are not just doing business in China. Chinese business is coming to France. Today, about 500,000 Chinese visit France every year. Tour operators predict that number may reach 2 million or more by 2020. With incomes rising in China, middle-class Chinese like this group of teachers can now afford to go abroad. English teacher Chester, that's his Western name, is enjoying Paris in a language he understands.
We see some Chinese, some signs in Chinese, everywhere, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
In hotel, in shops, in restaurants.
One reason, Chinese tourists are major shoppers. Even those on a budget, like university student Wang Yi.
Going to the Champs-Élysées to having a look at if there is anything that I'm going to have interest in.
Chinese are France's biggest foreign shoppers, accounting for a quarter of all duty-free business, according to shopping group Global Blue. Department stores like Galeries Lafayette hire Chinese-speaking staff. And Kiefer specializes in luxury travel. Her clientele include affluent Chinese businessmen and government officials.
When Chinese are coming to Paris, they spend more than 60% of their budget in shopping. So it's a very important part of their travel.
Kiefer also works with top Paris hotels to help staff understand the needs of their Chinese clientele.
I teach the hotelier the spirit, the mentality, the culture, how the Chinese people behave and are expecting from the hotelier.
Interest in the Chinese language is also growing. Roughly 30,000 French students now study Mandarin, making it more popular than Russian and Portuguese. Some French business schools make learning Mandarin mandatory. Independent instructor Mayfen Chen says her student body has soared in recent years.
L'intérêt c'est immense, c'est-à-dire maintenant la Chine devient comme on devient un pays très ouvert.
The interest is immense. Today, China is becoming very open. It is the second economic power.
Il est primordial, mais il est très important de.
In this context, it is vital to learn how to speak Chinese. In the business world, for tourism, to know how to speak Chinese allows Westerners to seal friendships more easily with Chinese.
Ça permet aux occidentaux de se lier d'amitié beaucoup plus facilement.
Chen says her classes are not all hard work. Every one of her students becomes passionate about the Chinese language, she says, without exception. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.